Today's episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by Skillshare. Get access to over 25,000 classes in design, business, and more absolutely free for 2 months. Just visit skillshare.com/AC. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books, including The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, the new book, Herding Tigers, and a book called Louder Than Words, which is about how to develop your unique and compelling voice as a leader, as a brand, as an organization, as a team, as a product. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I've been approached recently several times by people who are trying to figure out how to navigate into a role where they are using more of who they are and what they do every day. They're trying to figure out, as I would like to call it, their sweet spot. How do I navigate to my sweet spot? So today I want to talk about how to navigate into a career or into a role in an organization that is more consistent with your sweet spot, your area of maximum effectiveness. Before we dive into that, today's episode is brought to you by Skillshare. I absolutely love Skillshare. It's an online learning community for creators with more than 25,000 classes in design, business, and more. You can discover countless ways to fuel your curiosity, your creativity, and your career. You can take classes in social media marketing, mobile photography, creative writing, even illustration. Is there something you've wanted to learn? Is there something one of your peers, one of your friends can do that you always wished that you could do, but you've never known how to learn that skill? Skillshare is the place to go. Make 2019 the year that you develop new skills. Make 2019 the year that you push yourself to be better at what you do, to grow yourself. It'll not only affect your career, but it's going to affect your life enjoyment as well, knowing that you're developing yourself to be the best that you can be. So whether you're looking to discover a new passion, to start a side hustle, or to gain new professional skills, Skillshare is there to keep you learning, thriving, and reaching those New Year's goals. Lifelong learning is so important, friends. And we've talked about that on the show so many times that if you want to continue up the growth curve, continue up the curve from emulation to divergence, where you develop yourself and you create a really unique body of work. If you want to continue moving through that phase where you're known for something, you need to develop your skills. And I'm telling you right now, Skillshare is a great place to do that. Join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for listeners of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. That's right, for free. Skillshare is offering the Accidental Creative listeners 2 months of unlimited access to over 25,000 classes for free. That's crazy. To sign up, just go to skillshare.com/AC. Again, that's skillshare.com/AC to start your 2 months now. That's skillshare.com/AC. We thank Skillshare for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. All right, if you have ever played golf, you've played tennis, you played baseball, you've probably heard the phrase sweet spot. If you hit a ball with the sweet spot of your club, your racket, or your bat, it's going to travel a far greater distance than if you strike it even marginally off the mark. Hitting squarely on the sweet spot provides you with the maximum return for your effort. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to position ourselves to get the maximum return on our effort. Having worked with and interviewed hundreds of professionals, I've come to believe that each person, each individual also has a sweet spot. It's comprised of the situations and the activities where they are maximally effective, and it's where they create the most unique value for their effort. Now, it's not necessarily a specific job or task. I think often we think about our sweet spot as a specific job we would like to have. That's not what it is, because no matter what job you have, you're going to have to do some things that are not in your core area of interest or competence, right? All of us have to do that. But rather, it's a mode that they go into that separates them from the pack. So it's not about the job or the task. It's about how you approach the job or the task. It's a unique kind of value that you can become known for and that other people seek out. And over time, people who learn to activate this become sought after for the thing that they uniquely can do. However, in the flurry of busyness, many people never stop to consider the patterns that are present in those moments when they have discovered extraordinary results. They may be great students of the marketplace or great students of their customers, but they've failed to be great students of themselves. So in my book, Louder Than Words, that I mentioned a while ago, I shared the stories of several people who have navigated to a place of effectiveness over the course of their career and some of the lessons they'd learned along the way. And here are a few of the key insights that I gained about finding your sweet spot, about navigating to the place where you're operating with maximum effectiveness. Number one, to find your sweet spot, you must act first and sort later. This is really important, okay? Your sweet spot is discovered through active contemplation, not passive reflection. So in other words, you're not going to discover your area of maximum effectiveness by sitting around and thinking about what makes me happy? What do I want to do? What is it that I envision myself doing? No. You discover it by acting and by paying attention to the results, paying attention to how your actions make you feel, how your actions make other people feel, how your actions impact the people around you, how effective you are at certain things and how ineffective you are at others. And over time, you begin to sort those pieces into the puzzle that makes sense, right? The broader your base of experience, the more patterns you will be able to discern. Some people think that their sweet spot should be obvious, and as a result, they waste a lot of time trying to, quote, find their passion or figure out their optimal career path before diving in. This is what I call purpose paralysis, right? It's where we don't act because we don't know that we're doing the right thing. And so we're so paralyzed. We don't want to waste our life. We don't want to waste our effort. We don't want to waste our days getting the wrong job, getting the wrong career. And so we don't do anything. We become paralyzed. We just stay with the status quo. And that is not what we need to do if we want to navigate to our sweet spot. Instead, great contributors begin by adding value wherever they can. And then they spend time sorting the results later. So add as much value as you can wherever you are, whatever your job, whatever task you're given. And then later you can go back and look and say, okay, which of these seem to be most valuable? Which of these did I enjoy the most? Which of these would I like to do more of? One practice that I prescribe in Louder Than Words is what I call the notables. It's designed to help you identify the times in your work where you truly shine or where you have a unique response to something in your environment that could point to an opportunity to set yourself apart. So for example, you can ask yourself, these are just a couple of the questions that I give you in Louder Than Words. What problems seem to obsess me more than others and why do I think that's the case? So what are you obsessed with? That's a great question to ask. What problems do you gravitate to that other people seem to shy away from and yet you're like a dog with a bone? I'm not letting go of this until I figure it out. Why do you think that's the case? Number two, what fills me with anger, compassionate anger, and what compels me to act? So what do you feel drawn toward out of compassionate anger? Is there a wrong that you feel compelled to right every time you see it? Is it something maybe your competitors are doing to their clients? And you're like, how could you do that? That is so wrong. And so you find yourself going above and beyond to make sure that never happens to you. What is that for you? What fills you with compassionate anger? And then finally, what do others seem to come to you for instead of going to someone else? Is there something that you're really good at that maybe you've never realized you're really good at that other people seem to come to you for instead of going to someone else? That speaks to an area of competence you have that other people recognize you for that maybe you haven't even spotted in yourself yet. Okay, so those are just a couple of things you can do to help you navigate to your sweet spot. You must act first, then sort later. That's principle number one. Okay, principle number two. Your sweet spot is not always something you enjoy. Dum, 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 right? Many people think that once they discern their sweet spot, work is going to be perpetual bliss. That is not so. Often the place where you are the most effective requires you to do something that you don't find personally thrilling. It's not something you love. It's not even something you would wish you could do. Maybe that people sit around wishing they could do, but it's something that allows you to have massive impact. Now, I know many prolific writers who, don't enjoy the process of writing. I happen to be one of them. I don't love to write, but I love the impact of having written. I know many great entrepreneurs who find building a team a bit of a grind. They do. However, they also recognize they are uniquely capable of adding value through these activities and that they are more in love with the results than they are with their temporary comfort. The word passion is often tossed around casually as something that's necessary for great work. And I don't disagree with that, but I think we need to reclaim the meaning of passion. What's ignored is that the root word of passion means to suffer. So when you're passionate about something, it means that you're willing, if necessary, to suffer a bit on behalf of it because you care so deeply about the outcome. Great contributors have discovered a productive passion, an outcome that they are so committed to that it fuels and animates their best work. Here are just a few questions to ask as a starting point. Number one, what outcome am I truly committed to that transcends my desire for comfort? Number two, what have I been avoiding because I dislike it, but I know it's a place where I'm really effective? This is a great question. Is there something that you're not doing because you don't like to do it, but it's a place where you know that you're really effective and the outcome is worth your discomfort? Number three, what outcome am I committed to and how can I structure more of my activity around it? So what is it that you are committed to in a bigger sense in your life? And how are these current activities you're involved in funneling up into that outcome that you're committed to, the thing that you really want to see happen in the world? All right, the final principle for finding your sweet spot. So number one, we had that it's something you have to act first and then sort later. Number two, we had that your sweet spot's not always something you enjoy. Finally, finding your sweet spot is not necessary, which is why many people never do it. This is the truth. You can be very productive your entire career and never identify your sweet spot. And you might even become celebrated for your work. However, the most gratified and ultimately successful people that I know are those who have a strong sense of self, and they've engaged in at least some attempt over time to shape their work so it reflects their unique abilities. Others cannot do this for you. No one is going to come along and say, hey, let me put you in a role that's perfect for you. Nobody's going to do that. However, it involves taking strategic risk. It involves making bold decisions with your work, and I encourage you to consider, number one, am I playing it safe in my work and just drifting from opportunity to opportunity? Am I just doing the easy thing? Am I just flowing like water and hoping that something good opens up, but whatever happens, happens? Is that what you're doing? Or are you paying attention to the clues, to the call, to what's being pulled out of you by your environment around you? So are you just playing it safe? Or are you drifting, or are you intentionally trying to navigate to where you believe that you're called to be? Number two, what are the potential traps in your career path that could lead to years of misalignment? Is there anything in your career path that could seduce you in? You know, some people get seduced by the offer of a role that's going to pay them a lot more temporarily. And so they think, well, this isn't so bad. So they settle in and they buy the car and they buy the house and they settle into a path. And then they realize this isn't at all where I intended to be. They wake up maybe years later, maybe decades later and say, how did I get here? So what are the potential traps in your specific career path that could lead to years of misalignment? And what are you going to do to create watch points for them, number one? And number two, how are you going to bring other people into your decision-making processes to ensure that you don't get sucked in some way? Your unique contribution is needed by your organization. It's needed by the marketplace. It's needed by your friends, your peers, the people around you. You have something unique to offer. This isn't new age, fluffy, soft stuff that we're talking about here. This is about you carving a path in your life that is going to change the very world around you. Take the time to consider your unique productive passion, your unique skills, your unique experiences, and leverage them to navigate to your sweet spot. Number one, to find your sweet spot, you must act first and sort later. Number two, your sweet spot is not always something you enjoy. Number three, finding your sweet spot is not necessary, which is why many people never do it. If you want a transcript of this episode, including all of the questions I just listed, go to accidentalcreative.com and it's right there on the homepage. You can't miss it. It's about finding your sweet spot. And all the questions are right there. I encourage you to spend some time this week thinking about it, considering it, maybe journaling about some of these questions and see how you can begin to navigate more strategically toward that area where you're going to have the maximum impact on this world. We need you, friends. We need all of us to bring the best of who we are. Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there. Join the conversation in the collective at collective.accidentalcreative.com or subscribe to all of the episodes at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.